Hello, all, and welcome to the Tech Main Podcast. I'm your host, Del Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech, and I bring it to you so you can be informed. This is your first time here. Welcome. Please subscribe from whatever platform you're listening on if you haven't already. And this is not your first time. Thank you for joining me for another one to the show. And for the acquisition segment today, I have two stories. We're going to start with Google buying the Canadian glasses company, North. Either party has disclosed the details of the deal. According to Google's SVP of Devices and Services, said that this is a significant purchase because of its, and I quote, strong technology foundation, and they can build on their ambient computing, which means technology that happens to assist the user without even noticing, it merely becomes part of your life. So that's what they define ambient computing as. According to the report by TechCrunch, the North team will be working together with Google's Kitchener-Waterloo area team, where North is already based from. So they don't have to move anywhere. I'm just going to speculate here and say that Google may be working on their second generation of their Google Glass. I say this because of the efforts and resources Google is putting into their, again, quote-unquote, ambient computing. Some evidence of this is by the resources they are putting into their ecosystems. Example, the Pixel line, the rumored possibility of a Pixel watch, the success that they've been able to have with their Google Home minis and accessories. According to Statista, Google's home unit sales stood at 12.5 million in 2018. In 2025, it is estimated that about 140 million Google smart speakers will be sold worldwide. The addition of the leaks that John Prosser dropped on us about the Apple Glass, I'm assuming Google has been trying to come up with a more acceptable version of their Google Glass for the masses. So it's going to be exciting with what Google comes up with. The next acquisition story is Uber agreeing to acquire Postmates for $2.65 billion. This is significant because, as you know from previous episodes, I've discussed Uber's attempts to acquire Grubhub, which failed because of the possibilities of antitrust issues. So they increased the company's market share to 45%, which is still falling behind DoorDash. Hopefully, this means that we should be able to get better value for these services, but only time will tell. For the first story of the day, Loon, a company owned by Alphabet, released its first commercial fleet of balloons in Kenya that will provide internet to an area of around 50,000 square kilometers across the western and central regions of the country, including its capital, Nairobi. The balloons have already been used before to provide internet in Puerto Rico when Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. It has also been used in Peru in 2019 when they had to deal with an earthquake. According to The Verge, and I quote, the company says that it has achieved a download link speed of 18.9 megabytes back in June, along with an uplink speed of 4.7 megabytes at a latency of 19 milliseconds, and that it's tested a range of services including email, voice, and video calls, web browsing, WhatsApp, and YouTube viewing on its service, unquote. Also, the company is planning to offer internet access to remote areas like the Amazon through a partnership with Internet para Todos Peru, and also partnering with AT&T to provide internet service to disaster-stricken areas. And with that, we move on to the second story of the day. As we're dealing with the pandemic, many businesses have had to adapt to a world where we can't meet in person. We rely more and more on our tech, and more specifically on software, to keep the businesses running as smoothly as possible. Microsoft has been updating their Microsoft Teams to enhance your experience and be able to engage better in meetings. You can change the space that you're meeting, such as being able to switch to a coffee shop. Also, they're launching a dynamic view for Teams. The purpose is to allow people to share content side by side with everyone dynamically. So I can see things being pretty useful when you're presenting in a group and you want your slide deck on one side and a team member video to show along the side all meeting participants. And for a few final notable updates, Microsoft will grow support to have 1,000 people at a time when on calls, adding live transcripts, live translate captions into subtitles, suggested replies, chat bubble support, and much more coming later in the year. I want to ask all of you who do use Microsoft Teams. I personally do not. Do you think the updates have been useful? 43rd story, I have an informative article for you in this one. The second quarter of 2020 became the largest yet for mobile app downloads, usage, and consumer spending. As reported by TechCrunch, and I quote, according to new data from App Store intelligence firm App Annie, mobile app usage grew 40% year over year in the second quarter of 2020, even hitting an all-time high of over 200 billion hours during April. Consumer spending in apps have also hit an all-time high of $27 billion in the second quarter. Quote, one easy reason to explain this trend is that the pandemic has forced people to social distance. Hence, people have to figure out other ways to entertain themselves. Not only the data shows that people are re-downloading apps that they had before, but they're downloading new ones. App Annie found that consumers downloaded nearly 35 billion new apps in the second quarter, which is an all-time high. The Google Play Store has grown 10% year over year, while the App Store has seen a 20% growth year over year. Now that you've seen these trends, how has your consumption behavior has changed during this pandemic? Do you find yourself spending more time on the Google Play Store or App Store looking for new apps or no? Hit me up on Twitter at @Bain_tech on Twitter. And for the bonus story for today, it's just a quick announcement that you can now download the public beta of iOS 14. You can go to Apple's beta website and follow the instructions in order to test it out for yourself. However, I caution you with a warning. If you want to install it, put it on your phone. That is not your main device. Even though beta software has really been stable, there are still bugs in some apps that may not even work. So be careful. All right. So there you have it. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Bain_tech. Please review and share with friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you and have a nice day.